what do you call bread made from cornmeal? All the different kinds and the things?
Cornbread.
Okay.
What utilities are called cornbread?
Corn dodger.
Right.
What?
Corn dodger.
Okay, and what's the difference? Is it the same thing?
It's the same thing. Cornbread or corn dodger.
Okay, and do you ever make little small...
Hoe cakes.
Okay. And anything else made with cornmeal? Now, cornbread is when you make it in a loaf, like that.
Right. Uh-huh. Well, from cornbread, you know, good old chicken dressing is made from...
Sure.
That's
sure.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, corn dumplings, you know, when turnips are very young, a turnip salad, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make those little corn dumplings, you know, with little minced onions and black pepper and just a wee bit of fried
dressing. That sounds good. I've never had that. We never had that in Kentucky. I think that's a southern thing, but it sounds so good. But you mix
good.
It up and you dropped it in with the...
That's right. Pack it out thin and lay it up on top,
I see. Just like the flour dumplings with chicken.
Right.
I see. Well, that's interesting.
It's very good,
it
I know.
It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else do you have? Do you ever make anything with cornbread that you drop in hot fat and have with fish?
Hush puppies.
Okay, you have another word for that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Fish bread.
Fish bread? Okay. What do you call it, what would somebody have called it a long time ago if it had been cooked in the ashes of a fire? Would you have a word?
Ash cake.
Do you remember hearing it called that?
My mother-in-law, she showed us one time how her mother used to make ash cakes, you know. I never had seen it made before. And she made it just like you'd make any other usual bread. And she had some real clean flour sacks. And she'd make it up and she'd wrapped it real good, you know, in those clean flour bags. And then she got us some aluminum foil and just laid over that wet sack. See, she had to wet the bag and then she raked hot ashes over that and let it just push the coals back and rake the hot ones on, and that stuff would be good.
Well, but how did they used to do it? I've always wondered about this when they said they didn't have aluminum foil. It looks like it was gotten full of...
They made it up, but always put it in a rag. Put it in a wet something.
Oh, well, wouldn't the rag burn up?
Well, no, because they'd have it so
thick. Oh, so much ashes.
Some ashes.
Coals
that's right.
Didn't really get
through. That's right, the ashes. That's why they called it ash cake.
Sure. Okay. What do you call soft cornmeal stuff that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Kush.
Never heard of that one until here. Is that good?
Yes, it's good.
Well, it sounds like something you'd fix for invalids, maybe.
Well, it is, and for babies and sick people that can't chew, you know, you can season it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
No,
well, some people call it gruel.
Gruel.
And
well, is that the same as mush?
Yeah, that's it.
That's mush. But
mush,
kush.
Kush and gruel.
Okay. And what do you call bread made in loaves out of white flour when, you know, maybe it's store-bought? Would you say, I've got to go
light
buy...
bread.
What?
Light bread.
Okay, and if it's homemade?
They call it homemade bread. That's what they call it.
Okay. What do you call a round, flat pastry about so big with a hole in the middle made with baking powder? Okay. And if it's made with yeast, it's the same?
Yes.
What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup?
Well, we call them batter cakes, but the proper name is hot cakes.
Okay. Well, I think there's a lot of different ones.
Yeah, flapjacks and hot cakes.
Okay, and the stuff you pour over them is?
Syrup.
Okay.